Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The focus is always on the letter your mother wrote into the New York Post, defending her son, standing up for him, and showing solidarity with his struggle. Morty obviously came out to your family long before she wrote the letter to the paper or any of this had happened. What was that like? We know the story of the public struggle, but what was it like when he first came out to the family? How was that handled?
He didn't come out to the family. My older brother had died a couple years before, and Morty had asked to see a psychiatrist, and of course my parents were going to support him any way they could. And the psychiatrist doubted him to my parents, and Morty was incensed. He couldn't believe it. He was very upset. There was a lot of bickering. He wouldn't accept that my parents were okay with it, and especially my mother. My father wanted to know, you know, what did he do wrong? And friends came and talked to him. But in the very beginning, there was turmoil. And it was just that Morty wouldn't accept that his parents accepted him. And that letter, when that letter was published, and she wrote it to a number of papers. She wrote it to the Times, and I'm not sure, and a number of the papers, and nobody reported on it, except that the Post printed the letter. And hundreds of people called Morty. And the fact that she wrote and that she talked about her son being gay, and she berated the police department as cowards for allowing that to happen. And Morty finally accepted that she loved him, that it was okay to be gay in the house. And they became very close after that. She got the parental community to appreciate, to be able to love their children. They didn't have to reject their children. They could continue to love them. And the group is now international. She has a letter from a young man in China who called her his hero. She died in January, and in February, Obama was honoring her. And, you know, we mourned her, and we were happy for her. She had a stroke, and she was lying in bed, and she wasn't very verbal by that point. But I was sitting by her bed and told her that it was going to happen before she died, and she squeezed my hand. And so I think she knew that she understood what I was telling her. That what Mom was a bridge between the straight and the gay community. Before, the gays were fighting by themselves for recognition and for equal rights, and to have the straight community come out and support that was, it was tremendous. It went right to people's hearts, and they took it over.